in the limelight.
The appointment of an MP to be Chief of Staff is highly unusual and suggests British Prime Minister Boris Johnson may have faced problems in recruiting an outsider to the role, at a time when many in Whitehall believe he will not last much longer at number 10. We now present you an article written jointly by Toby Helm, Mark Townsend and James Tapper. The piece is titled Partygate, Loyalists Warns Johnson's Removal is Now Inevitable. The article has been published by the British newspaper The Guardian. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's desperate efforts to save his premiership were undermined on Saturday, 5th of February, as one of his most loyal backbench supporters said it was now inevitable that Tory MPs would remove him from office over the Partygate scandal. In an interview with The Observer, Sir Charles Walker, a former vice chairman of the 1922 Committee of Backbench Conservative MPs, implored the Prime Minister to go of his own accord, in the national interest, and likened the events in the Tory party to a Greek tragedy. Sir Charles Walker said, "It is an inevitable tragedy. He is a student of Greek and Roman tragedy. It is going to end in him going, so I just want him to have some agency in that." Sir Charles Walker claimed that, in his view, Boris Johnson had got many things right, including the handling of the vaccine rollout, and deserved to be remembered for them, rather than suffer the indignity of losing a leadership challenge. But he said the succession of parties in Downing Street during national lockdowns had focused the anger of a traumatised country on number 10 Downing Street in a way that could only be addressed if the Prime Minister moved aside. Sir Charles Walker said, "It's just not going to get better." On Saturday night, 5th of February, Johnson moved to shore up his operation at number 10, which was rocked by the resignations of five key aides on Thursday, 3rd of February. On Saturday night, 5th of February, Boris Johnson moved to shore up his operation at number 10, which was rocked by resignations of five key aides on Thursday, 3rd of February. By appointing the Chancellor of the Duchy of Lancaster, Steve Barclay, as his Chief of Staff, and Gutto Harry, who worked for him when Johnson was Mayor of London, as his Director of Communications. The appointment of an MP to be Chief of Staff is highly unusual and suggests Johnson may have faced problems in recruiting an outsider to the role at a time when many in Whitehall doubt he will last much longer at number 10. Gutto Harry's appointment is also a surprise as he has strongly criticised Johnson in recent years, including saying in 2018 that he would be hugely divisive as Prime Minister. Backbench Tory MP Sir Charles Walker is understood not to have submitted a letter of no confidence in Johnson himself, but on Saturday night, Tory backbenchers who have been trying to crunch numbers said they thought those wanting to ditch Johnson were only 10 to 20 short of the 54 letters that need to be submitted to the chair of the 1922 committee, Sir Graham Brady. Some Conservative MPs said they believed that around 40 to 45 letters were in or pending, while another estimate that was circulating suggested the number was closer to the early 30s. The Observer understands that several MPs who have yet to go public are likely to put in letters early this week before MPs go away for a 10-day recess on Thursday, 10th of February. One Tory source said the recess would be a time for the Prime Minister to regroup, so there will be an incentive to get the names in before then. The Tory MP for Wimbledon and former minister Stephen Hammond said he was considering very carefully this weekend whether he still has confidence in the Prime Minister, and added that it certainly looks like the beginning of the end for Boris Johnson. If and when Sir Graham Brady receives 54 letters, he would then consult the Prime Minister on when a vote of confidence among all Conservative MPs should take place. If Johnson then failed to win a majority, he would have to stand down. The mood has turned further against Boris Johnson in recent days, after he criticised Sir Keir Starmer in the House of Commons recently for failing to prosecute the child abuser Jimmy Savile during his time as Director of Public Prosecutions. The baseless attack on the opposition leader led to the resignation on Thursday of Boris Johnson's longtime aide and head of policy at Number 10, Munira Mirza, who had demanded that Johnson apologise, which he failed to do. Investigations by The Observer showed that the claims about Keir Starmer were being promoted before Johnson aired them by far-right groups, including the UK branch of Proud Boys, a violent white nationalist organisation labelled a terrorist entity. After Boris Johnson made the comments in the House of Commons, other notorious far-right groups, including football hooligans linked to the anti-Muslim English Defence League, as well as the nationalist organisation, the Traditional Britain Group, lauded him. The charge appears to have roots in the far-right's obsession with the suggestion that the establishment is protecting child abusers. On Saturday, 5th of February, the Culture Secretary, Nadine Dorries, repeatedly sought to blame Remainers for plotting against the Prime Minister during a round of media interviews. However, out of 15 Conservative MPs who have so far publicly called on Boris Johnson to go, just 7 of those backed remaining in the European Union in the 2016 referendum. Among the leavers who have said Johnson should go are David Davis, Andrew Bridgen, and most recently the former Education Minister Nick Gibb. Nadine Dorries told Times Radio, "There are a small number of voices, whether they are people who were ardent supporters of Remain, who see this as their last opportunity to reverse Brexit." Hammond, a Remainer, described Nadine Dorries' remarks as predictable rubbish from a predictable source. In a further blow to the Prime Minister, his actions during the Partygate scandal have been blamed by scientists for a sharp decline in the number of people getting a vaccine booster. The number of people being boosted dropped below 30,000 a day, with only 64.6% of the UK population over the age of 12 receiving a third dose of the vaccine or a booster shot so far. Behavioural scientists said declining trust in the Prime Minister, as well as the belief that the Omicron variant is mild despite its impact, were behind the fall in vaccine take-up.